Artists often clean their studios before visitors arrive, but inside her Swannanoa home, Jenny Pickens' painting studio is always immaculate. The first clue that this is so, Pickens' studio is carpeted, a rarity among painters, and you won't find a drop of other color on the plush butterscotch.
Growing up, I had limited space. My grandmother, oh gosh, she would fuss at me all the time. You wake up with a crayon, you go to bed with a crayon. So I know I had to be neat and clean whatever I used.
Pickens organizes her paints, brushes, and doll-making materials just so, and she said it's likely her response to a fractured childhood. She was raised on the south side of Asheville by her father's parents, whose deaths during her teens derailed Pickens' plans to go to art school.
I don't know my mother. Yeah, when I was a young kid, my dad got involved in this drug scene, and my mother went to prison. She did, I think, 5 years, and I saw her again when I was 5 for like 3 days, and I haven't seen her since.
Pickens is known chiefly for her painted portraits, many of them created on commission, and for the cloth dolls that sell out every time she has a booth at the Big Crafty. She's also on a recent run as a muralist, first as one of the lead artists for the temporary Black Lives Matter street painting in Pack Square, and then for her commissioned panels at the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts. There's a refined yet roughened illustrative quality to her work, some might label it as folk art, and Black women are almost always her focus.
My mother, trying to see what she looks like, not knowing what she smells like, not having that memory of my mother kissing me, hugging me, and if I run into her, how is she gonna look? So I make sure these eyes are like staring at me. Everything you can see through the eyes and the lips and the hair.
Pickens' first name is actually Irene, but her mother began calling her Jenny almost from the beginning, and that's the name she has always used. In her grandparents' home, she began drawing and making dolls from as far back as she can remember.
That was just something I was always known for in school, all through elementary school, middle school, and high school, was being an artist.
Pickens' grandmother taught her to sew by hand, and through her dolls, she said she escaped into lives and settings of her imagination.
Because there's so much craziness going on around me, I created my own world. Okay, so when I get older, I'm going to have my house to look like this. I want my living room to be this way. I want my bedroom to be this way.
After graduating Asheville High School in 1988, Pickens felt forced by her grandparents' deaths to turn down an acceptance into the Art Institute of Atlanta. She redirected her ambitions to fashion design, and she took on jobs doing nails and hair and cookie decoration, among other work. But through a job clerking at Green's Mini Mart on Asheville's Depot Street, Pickens had her first adult validation as an artist.
I used to sit behind the counter, and I'd have a drawing book, and I would do these drawings for a stipple. Well, I would take a pen and just do dot drawings. So people would come in and see me working, and Mr. Green also was like, "You got to see this girl's art, man. She's amazing. She's amazing." And one day I got approached by a gentleman for Parks and Recreation. He said, "Yeah, I'm looking for a lady. Someone said that she could draw really good." I said, "I guess it's me."
The city of Asheville commissioned Pickens to paint a mural on the W.C. Reed Center, the first of a handful she has painted locally. And Pickens became a teaching artist for Leaf Global Arts and the Asheville City Schools Foundation, Youth Transform for Life, and Word on the Street. And through the Big Crafty, she found a ready market for her dolls.
I had maybe $50 maybe, and I had a little small table, and I was nervous. Oh, nobody's gonna buy anything from me. I sold out within 2 more hours left in the show, and all my dolls were gone. I thought, why did I do this before?
As a single parent, Pickens raised 2 children who are now adults, but only during her 6 years with the man she married did she entirely fall away from art. As if marking her return to artistic flight, Pickens is having the wings expanded on the phoenix tattooed on her back.
People used to say that to me all the time. Why are you still here? You draw so good. You need to leave, Ash. I'm thinking, why should I be treated like a guest in my home? I'm not going anywhere, and I have not left.
The installation for Pickens' mural at the Wortham Center is November 17th. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.